This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. We come to you every weekday to give you a little bit of help, a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. And today on the program, we are going to look at doubt. We all know about doubting Thomas, but what about doubting you? When has doubt taken the upper hand in your faith journey? Doubting something the church teaches us, maybe even doubting the existence of God. And probably the big question then is, what do we do with our doubts? Well, we're going to try and answer some of those questions today, and here to help us sort out the times of our life when we doubt, our spiritual director back with us once again, Father Ethan Southard. Father Ethan, a priest in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, associate pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Santa Clarita, California. Father Ethan Southard, welcome back to the program. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing very well, Chuck. Thank you so much for having me back on. It's great to be with you all this morning and to share a little bit about doubt.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this because I think, and we'll start off with that, just a reminder, we will open up our phone lines here in just a few minutes. Your experience with doubt, we'd love to hear the story. But Father Ethan, get us started. Doubt. Is it fair to say that we all have doubts?
Oh, I think it's very fair to say. I think it's part of our humanity. There's that little part in us that says, you know, can you really believe? It goes all the way back to the beginning with, you know, Adam and Eve. Can you really believe? Is God really who he says he is? And you know, I think when we hear the word doubt or we start to think about doubt, our initial reaction could very often be a negative reaction. But I don't necessarily think that doubt is a negative thing. Mary had some difficulty when the angel came to her. Angel Gabriel came to her, and she says, how could this be? What you're asking of me just does not make sense. It doesn't fit into my reality, it doesn't fit into my world, it doesn't fit into anything that has happened before. You're asking me to be the mother of God. How could this be? But there was a beautiful disposition that Mary had where she was open and she was allowing the angel to draw her into God's world, into his space, into his dream. But it's interesting, you know, this is in the first chapter of Luke. So Luke starts right off, right from the very beginning, with these two instances, because the other instance was the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah, and he said the same words. He says, how can this be? He says, I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years. So Zechariah and Mary both had the same response to Gabriel. However, there was an attitude that Zechariah had that wasn't necessarily open. He says, this hasn't happened before. I'm an old man. You know, I don't believe that God could do what he's saying he's going to do. And so I think that's, you know, the big difference is, what's our attitude? Even if we have doubt, are we still open to God and where he's leading? Or are we putting up an attitude that just does not believe that God is God and that God can do something in our lives? So that's the big journey that we're on. But just the fact that we have doubt or we have some kind of confusion or maybe an unfinished or an incomplete understanding, God can definitely come into that space and move us into his vision, into his plan for our lives.
Father Ethan Southard is our spiritual director, if you're just joining us on the program today, talking about doubt. Let's open up our phone line, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance, as we talk about doubt. What's your experience with that? And perhaps you're dealing with some doubt right now, but maybe the bigger question is, when and how have you been able to deal with your doubt. Toll-free number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. More information about employment opportunities to become one of their insurance agents. Also, information about their flexible premium life insurance plans, all available through our website. Check it out, relevantradio.com/Forester, Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. So, Father Ethan, talk a little bit about the disposition, this attitude that you're talking about, because you make such a good point in terms of Our Lady, of Mary, her attitude, her disposition, and certainly the question that she asked. But she entered into the mystery. She entered into what the angel was telling her. I think, though, for some of us, is the danger that we have the doubts, and then we turn away from God, that our disposition or our attitude is not toward God. That cannot possibly be possible. It just, I don't believe it, and so I'm going to turn away from my faith. I'm going to turn away from God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, the disposition that Mary had, or the disposition, let's start with Zechariah. He was wanting the angel, he was wanting God to explain it on his terms. He says, "You fit into my world. You fit into my world. You explain it to me on my terms, in my way, that I want it, that I understand it." But Mary was the opposite. She says, "How can I fit into your world?" She says, "How can I expand into your world?" Because God is opening us up to be a new creation in Christ. And so we actually change to God's reality through a new understanding, to a new reality and a new way of understanding. So when Mary heard these new things, she would turn them over in her heart. She would ponder these things, you know, and her inner life would just continue to grow. So now we go back. We started off with doubting Thomas. You know, Thomas, even though the other apostles had seen the risen Lord and they shared the good news, there was still that unbelief. There was just that part of him that was closed off, that was afraid of being hurt. I think really that's why we doubt, and that's why we have that the closed disposition. I think there's a fear of us being hurt. And so we want to protect ourselves. We start to cover up. Because if we open up to this possibility of God drawing us out, then maybe we're going to be hurt. So it's easier for us just to protect ourselves. And I think that's where Thomas was. He just wanted to protect himself. He had already been hurt. He had seen Jesus, his Lord, crucified and buried. And so he just says, "Well, I'm not going to open up again. I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to go there." But Jesus came to him in that space. Jesus comes to us in our fear, in our covering up. Jesus came to the disciples on the way to Emmaus, and he saw them. They were conversing about all the things that had occurred, and Jesus drew near. The scripture says he drew near and walked with them. And he says, he starts engaging them. He says, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" And it says that they stopped looking downcast. They were just heavy. And they say, "Are you the only one who doesn't know?" But Jesus doesn't give up. He says, "Well, what sort of things?" And so he starts slowly entering into their place of downcast. He enters into their place of fear, of covering up, of shame. He says, "Thomas, come here. Touch my hands. Touch my side. I want you to believe." And so Jesus does that with each of us. He enters into our fears, the places that we've been let down and betrayed and wounded. And he says, "No, I want you to open up." He says, "I am risen. There's nothing to be afraid of." He says, "The love that I have for you overcomes all things." So little by little, Jesus is the one who can slowly start to open up that place in our heart that's been wounded. Through his Holy Spirit, through the power of the Spirit, he starts to heal us and draw us into his world, as he was drawing Mary, into that being that new creation in a new way. Even if we don't quite understand it all, he works with us.
Hmm. And Father Ethan, when we talk about doubt as we are today, is it sinful to doubt in God?
It's not sinful to doubt, because underneath our doubt is a yearning for the truth. There's a friend of mine, and she was out recently, kind of in a quote-unquote bad part of a city. And she was walking along, and she came across this young homeless woman, probably a teenager. And this teenager girl had a young child, and he's maybe 2. And his name was JC. And so she walks along, and she sees this young, you know, teenage girl with her young child. And, you know, she offers, they start engaging a little bit, and they start talking. And her little boy was actually, they were so poor he didn't even have clothes. And so they start engaging, and she went down to JC to kind of say hello. He was playing in a little mud puddle. And, you know, little JC is so ashamed, and so he doesn't know who this person is, and so he doesn't look up. He's kind of shy and turns away. But my friend was just very present and very loving and started talking to the mother and just recognizing the beauty of who this young teenage mother was. And the next thing you know, little JC comes up to my friend and starts tapping on her foot with his muddy, dirty, muddy feet. He starts tapping on her shoe. And the mother is just embarrassed, and she says, no, JC, stop. And my friend said, no, it's okay. This is a very precious, sacred moment. This is a very sacred moment. I won't wash my shoe. This is my shroud. Because what she was recognizing was that little boy, JC, was wanting to love. He had received the love from my friend, and then he turned around and wanted to respond in love. So even though maybe at first he doubted, little JC was doubting, you know, could this person really be seeing me? Could this person really, you know, see the God in me? You know, there was a doubt at first, there was a hesitation, but my friend just continued to see God within this little boy. She continued to love him through all of his doubt. And then he responded, and he came back, and he wanted to respond in love. He could see the God in her, and he wanted to respond to the God in her. And so he started to reaching out the best way that he could, and he just started to love, just a little love tap on her shoe. And the mom, you know, she's so embarrassed. Here we are, we're homeless, we're dirty, my son doesn't even have clothes, we're poor. And, you know, don't mess up this nice woman's shoes. And she says, no. Friend started to love, you know, that homeless woman and seeing the God in her. St. Catherine of Genoa says, my me is God, nor do I know myself except in God. So when we start to recognize God in the other person, we start to recognize God in ourselves, and we start to respond and only engage in that love. And we start to allow that spirit of God to come alive, and we respond. And so the doubts, the fears, the worries, the shame that want to hold us back start to melt away. They're all lifted, because underneath that is God. And so, no, it's not sinful to doubt in God, because we're really just seeking a more fuller understanding of who God is and who we are.
Father Ethan Southard is our spiritual director, talking about doubt today, your experience of doubt. Toll-free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up in just a moment.